they very accurate. He said they're plentiful. He said it's cold up there, and here you are, you know, in a warm place. He said, be satisfied, you know. So after that, we didn't hear any more, you know, complaining. Some guys still wanted to go, of course, you know, but the you know, the protests became fewer and fewer. Mm.
But it did take an emotional toll on you.
Took me a while to get back. In fact, a lot of guys too like that. Some guys, major leaguers too. You know. And so it's just one of the things that happened.
And you were in Puerto Rico when you heard that Jackie had signed with the Dodgers. Is that correct?
No, I was. I got out September 1st, and I heard it right afterwards. In fact, Branch Rickey went over and talked to him. And I told him, I said, he wanted me to sign with the Dodgers. I said, I'll be happy to sign with you. I said, but I'll let you know when I think I'm ready. And that opportunity, like I said, only came 2 years later. So now I'm ready to report, ready now to sign with them. And we had a female owner. Her name was Mrs. Effa Manley. She and her husband, Abe Manley, owned the Eagles. And she's very knowledgeable. She ran the business end of the game. And she said, told Branch Rickey, she said, you signed Newcomb, you didn't give me any money. And he said, you want Monty and you don't want to give me any money for him. So she said, if you don't, I'm going to fight you in court. So Branch Rickey said, asked, Mrs. Manley, how much money do she want? She said, well, at least $5,000, you know. And Branch Rickey said, no, your contracts are not valid. I'm just going to, you know, just sign him.
Can we hold there 1 second and pick up?
Okay.
They have to change the tape. Mm-hmm.